You're on Breakfast with Emily Jane on RTRFM 92.1. It is about 8:15 and we have some awesome guests in the studio with us today. We're going to welcome from the Chamber of Arts and Culture, Chris Scoggin and Libby Klaes. Thank you for coming in today.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, it's very good.
Super well. It's a bit warmer this morning walking up Beaufort Street, so happy days.
Yes, everyone's loving the warmer weather. Spring is here. Hurrah. So you have a summit coming up, Navigating Ethics in Arts and Partnerships through the Chamber of Arts and Culture. Could you give us a bit more info?
Yeah, sure. So the Chamber of Arts and Culture decided that we needed to hold this event after having conversations with arts organizations and artists across the sector over the past about year and a half. And the conclusion that we came to is that this is what we call a wicked problem. It's a problem that's really hard to solve because there's a lot of information needed, there are a lot of diverse viewpoints, and there are power imbalances that need to be dealt with. So we wanted to have this event where we have speakers who bring a lot of different types of expertise to the question of how do we use our ethics as a framework for the decisions we make in deciding who we want to accept money from to support our arts organizations or an arts practice.
Awesome. That's amazing. Really great conversation to start. And when is this happening?
Yeah, so it's next Tuesday, the 25th of October at Perth City Farm.
Okay, and it's open to...
The Chamber usually holds events. We give a discounted price for our members. There is a public price, but we have different levels of membership. And we're promoting the fact that we would love to have independent artists as part of the conversation, participants and in the forum. And so we have a special on at the moment that if you would like to join the Chamber as an independent artist for only $55 for an annual Chamber membership, we would offer a free registration at the summit. But we also have a really new great program for independent artists, and that's our members assistance program, which is like a counseling program available. So sometimes when you have an employer, you have an EAP or an employee assistance program, and we have rolled out a pilot program for our independent artist members. It's an MAP, so confidential counseling services for people who need it for our independent artist members.
Awesome. Oh, that sounds amazing. So what can people expect when they head down on Saturday, Libby?
On Tuesday?
Sorry, Tuesday. Tuesday, the 25th.
Look, they're going to have a really great time. I think it's really, really important that we're including our artists in these conversations as well. We want to have conversations that affect us with us and not just handed down from above. That's a really important thing that the Chamber really believes in. So it's going to be quite an interactive day, but not in a scary audience participation way. Calm down, everybody. You're okay. But there's going to be a lot of different speakers, some really fun sessions make sure that everyone is in on the conversation as well. Local Rabble Rousers PVI will be in running some sessions as well, which is super fun. We've got live music. There's really good catering. Everyone, I've seen the catering. It's very exciting.
Where's it from?
Oh, I don't know, Chris. Where have you got the catering?
Traditional paellas and tapas.
Oh, yeah. It's really yum. But also delicious conversation, which is the most important part of the day. Really investigating where we're taking our funding from and what strings are attached to that and which ones maybe we want to snip.
I love that. I don't know whether to go down this road, but the news about the football kind of dissociating themselves from fossil fuel production. So arts and sport coming together on our acronym.
That's right. You know, I don't think that there's actually, we've got a lot in common, those two industries. We're often set up in opposition to one another. And I think that actually we have quite a lot in common. And, you know, ethical arts funding is a spicy topic at the moment. And we're seeing all sorts of different decisions being made with our Fringe Festival and with our major arts festival, Perth Festival, severing ties with Chevron this week and Darwin Festival, and you know, even as you're saying, our netball team are having some things to say about their current sponsorship. So you know, this is a really pertinent thing that we should be investigating, and we really want everyone to be in part of this conversation.
Yeah, it's just awesome. I'm so inspired, you know, being on the right side of history
Hopefully.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that all of those things that we're talking about are really the public groundswell, and that's what's needed. We have electricity systems that are tied up in state government, and that's why we don't necessarily have new green energy money that can come into the sector. And we're going to talk about those things in the summit, but there's a lot of information like that that people go, why can't this be different? Those are the types of elephants in the room that we plan to bring out. And they can be different if people want them to be. So, we need the public groundswell, and I think it is coming.
Mm. Yeah, sounds awesome. So is there any more information you can tell us? So what time on Tuesday?
So it's an all-day event. So we'll be rocking up at 8:30 to start the open the conversation at 9 o'clock. The formalities will finish at 6, and then we'll start having some drinks and tapas from about 6:30, and then we'll go on till about 8:30. So it's all day. And, if people are only able to come for part of the day, then we'll welcome you for part of the day. And I think the entry fee, especially for independent artists, is reasonable enough that if you just came from lunchtime on, that would be fine. We're trying to step people through, like I said, all of the information to consider that difficult problem. But that doesn't mean that you can't stop in at any point in the day.
Awesome.
Of course, anyone can go to our website, the Chamber of Culture and the Arts website, for more information about the summit and also just to become a member. And as Chris was outlining as well, we're super excited about our new program offering free mental health assistance to our independent artists as well, because Lord knows we're all overlooked during the last few years and it's been some difficult times. So the Chamber is here for independent artists. We want to hear from you. We want to help you whichever way we can. So sign on up and come and have a chat.
And that website is cacwa.org.au.
Brilliant. That just sounds so, so awesome. And what better place to do it than at City Farm?
Oh, such perfect.
A cool spot. Yeah, perfect. Cool. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in. And we'll catch you on Tuesday. So head to the Chamber of the Arts website to grab your tickets.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.